No, I don't know how much you've been able to see the team.
This is it. This is it, brother. I'm trying to keep up from just kind of reading game reports, reading your stuff, and reading some different reports.
Yeah.
It's the first time I actually physically seeing them in person. So.
This is the first time you've seen Garnett. First time you've seen Durant in person.
That's the mistake I make. Durant thing. No, the first time I saw Kevin in person was in L.A. When he was a high school junior out in Cerritos Junior College. He played Centennial High School, and everybody was there to see Ty Lawson. And I'm like, he's a big Scottie Pippen looking 6'8 brother that's doing all the ball handling and shooting. And that's the first time that he kind of came into just my awareness of seeing him as a ball player. So didn't watch him extensively in Texas.
What are your thoughts?
Love it. Kind of a freak of nature, and that you can do so many things at that size. The thing that I really like about him is just kind of the toughness offensively, the aggressiveness offensively. Like, I'm gonna get mine no matter what I have to do. I mean, you look at the numbers he put up in the Big 12, a conference. And I ain't telling you nothing you don't know, but you know, conference, the defensive conference. Renowned for great defense, nice 36 and 14 and 33, and just the numbers he put up as a freshman, just like, you know, just mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. And so, I just think he's going to be a terrific pro. He's got to learn some nuances of the game, get stronger, all that stuff. Yeah, but just to come in to be he comes in 20-point kind of made right now. Offensive package is kind of just there, and then you add the other elements of the game to what he has already. He's going to be a terrific player.
This is going to be a tough transition for him initially, or do you see him kind of coming in and putting up those kind of numbers, like you said, because of the skill set that he has?
Well, I mean, the skill set, and then the fact that there's no Ray Allen, no Rashard Lewis. So now, okay, that's whatever, 40, 45 points gone. Mm-hmm. Where are we going to get it from? You. So the fact that he can have the green light and come in and be able to shoot the ball, whatever, 20 times a game with no problem as a rookie, it's going to help him tremendously. And I think, again, his mindset is kind of built for that. Even though he's just turned 19 years old, which is a remarkable thing, he just got this kind of scoring mentality that transcends age, transcends college, pro. I think he'll be able to come in here and do some of the same things that he did in college because of the skill set, to be able to step out and knock down shots, to be able to knock down in-between stuff, to handle basketball in transition. I mean, he's just a remarkable player this size.
A lot of places where he can score. He doesn't necessarily need to be
right. Yeah. And in this league, I mean, if you can get some stuff done, like Paul Westhead is trying to get this team to do in transition, kind of before the defense is set. If you got enough stuff to get your game off in that little space and time when the defense isn't set, and you're just kind of coming back in transition like he does, he's going to be tough to stop because it's going to be hard to locate because you put him in so many different spots.
A unique situation here in that everybody's kind of getting a shot to earn minutes. You know, in a lot of NBA camps, the starting line is pretty much set, and maybe there's competition here and there, but you know, you have competition across the board,
right?
This team, how do you think that kind of helps or hurts the team going in the season?
Well, I think it hurts because as a coaching staff, probably you wish you had a set rotation right now of 8 or 9 guys that you can constantly kind of look at and know who's going to be playing the bulk of the minutes, who's going to replace them. But at the same time, and I can't speak for Coach Carlissimo, but I have to believe that it's got to be kind of healthy to come in and it amps up the intensity and the level of kind of, you know, the tenacity between the guys going at it, between Collison and Wilcox and Ritenour and Watson. And I mean, you got some fights for playing time going on. And I think as a coach, you know, if it were the opposite, where you already had your minutes kind of established, your high minute guys kind of established, then you know you don't have the same kind of you know, raw meat to the wild savages kind of situation that you'll have in a situation where guys are playing for playing time. And it's good, you know, young team, a lot of young players. You know, I played on a team like that in Milwaukee under Don Nelson when we first got started, and it brings a certain type of freshness and energy to practices that you don't have as a veteran team. So
guys can't get complacent.
Well, yeah, it's you know that you're out there practicing for something, you know, and complacency is one thing, but the energy level amps up, and you know that every possession and practice, every drill, every, you know that you're being evaluated with the potential to get you some minutes during the game time, and so that kind of, it raises the stakes and makes you just play hard as a player.
How does it feel back to be back doing some pro games in here in Seattle?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, you know, Kevin Calabro, you know, we maintained a friendship over the years, even though we weren't working together. So I'm looking forward to that. I think it's a good team of Steve Jones, who is the consummate professionals, you know, years and years of experience. And so, it's going to be a good mix. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. I think that'll work.